Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Missile strike dilemma.
I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
Campaign kickoff.
America's comeback starts right now.
Flying high.
Liftoff of Artemis 1. Back to the moon and beyond.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Poland's president says there's no indication a missile strike inside the country's territory was an intentional attack. And he says it was likely an unfortunate accident. The head of NATO agrees and says it was likely a Ukrainian air defense missile. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says an investigation is underway and Ukraine and Russia are pointing fingers of blame.
The blast happened about 4 miles inside Poland's eastern border with Ukraine. Polish officials say it killed 2 men in a farming village. Ukraine's president called the incident a very significant escalation, an example of Russia acting with impunity. But U.S. officials issued cautious statements. President Biden pointed to preliminary information.
It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
Instead, the leading theory being aired by NATO countries is that a Ukrainian anti-aircraft system engaged to take out Russian missiles caused the deadly explosion in Poland. The incident prompted the president to call an emergency huddle of G7 leaders here in Indonesia. And before he left for Washington, he accused Russia of unconscionable behavior.
While we're meeting, there were scores and scores of attacks, missile attacks.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Bali.
Here at home, CBS's Major Garrett tells us a former president wants his old job back.
I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
In announcing his third bid for the presidency, Donald Trump tried in vain to capture the spirit of his 2016 insurgent campaign.
We will be taking on the most corrupt forces and entrenched interests imaginable.
Trump celebrated administration accomplishments on economic growth, tax cuts, border control, and defense spending.
I made big promises to the American people, and unlike other presidents, I kept my promises. I kept them.
The question, is the Republican Party generally sold on Trump policies, still buying the Trump brand?
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nicole Killian reports Republicans are jockeying for position in the next Congress.
Before an official call, House Republicans assume the majority, nominating Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy as their next speaker.
The era of one-party Democrat rule in Washington is over.
In a closed-door vote, the California Republican won the backing of 188 members. 31 voted against him, and he needs at least 218 when the new Congress convenes early next year.
We have our work cut out for us. We've got to have a small majority. We've got to listen to everybody in our conference.
McCarthy fended off a last-minute bid by conservative Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs. Some members of the right-wing House Freedom Caucus demanded more concessions, while others want a new leader.
Well, I think we can do better.
There was also drama in the Senate, where Minority Leader Mitch McConnell faced his first leadership challenge in 15 years from Florida Republican Rick Scott, who called for a change from the status quo.
I have the votes. I will be elected.
After a tense 3.5-hour meeting, some senators called for a delay in this week's election following the GOP's lackluster midterm performance.
Correspondent Mark Strassman reports it's so far so good on a test flight of the NASA rocket that's designed to get people to the moon.
Liftoff of Artemis 1.
As a human-made spectacle, this Artemis 1 launch was tough to beat. NASA's most powerful rocket ever.
pushing through Florida's night sky and Earth's heavy atmosphere with 8.8 million pounds of thrust.
Today, we got to witness the world's most powerful rocket, and it was quite a sight.
On Monday morning next week, Orion will fly within 60 miles of the lunar surface, then push 40,000 miles beyond the moon for space high drama, its glimpse back on Earth. After orbiting the moon, Orion will re-enter Earth's atmosphere for the mission's top priority, testing the capsule's heat shield against temperatures of 5,000 degrees, about half as hot as the surface of the sun. NASA's hoping for a crewed lunar landing later this decade. Rick LeBrode will lead the team in mission control.
We got to have a successful flight. Otherwise, you're not putting astronauts on the next mission.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
University of Virginia football coach Tony Elliott says it feels like a nightmare as the school deals with the shooting deaths of three players returning from a field trip. A former player is charged. A witness says the accused said, "You guys are always messing with me," as he fired his gun. Brenda Holland's son, Mike, also on the team, was shot in the back.
He can't talk, but he has written Deshaun's name. He has written Devin's name.
Does he know those players are dead?
No, we can't.
Authorities are searching for at least one suspect in the deaths of four University of Idaho students. They were found in a home and were killed with a knife or other sharp weapon. From Los Angeles, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the Harvey Weinstein trial.
4 of 11 counts against Harvey Weinstein have been dropped. The disgraced producer is charged here in L.A. with a number of sexual assault violations, including rape. Initially, the charges involved 5 accusers. Now they involve just 4 women.
Senate Democrats are moving forward with legislation this week to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. A test vote today will determine if there's enough Republican support. And the Mormon Church says it backs federal moves to protect same-sex marriage rights, as long as it also protects the rights of religious groups to oppose those unions. After yesterday's Ticketmaster meltdown, Taylor Swift fans who want concert tickets will have to... Fans looking to take advantage of a pre-sale were confronted with outages and very long waits. Ticketmaster vows to make sure there are no issues for today's pre-sale, saying there has been historically unprecedented demand for Swift's first tour since 2018. It's Beyoncé who leads the field of Grammy nominees. She has 9. Kendrick Lamar has 8, 7 each for Adele and Brandi Carlile.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
An emotional sentencing hearing in Wisconsin for the man convicted of killing 6 and injuring others with an SUV at a Christmas parade last year.
Daryl Brooks Jr. will face 6 mandatory life terms when he's sentenced, but first, the court will hear from 3 people who will make statements on Brooks' behalf. He also plans to speak. This after an emotional day of impact statements. Sherry Sparks lost her 8-year-old son, Jackson.
It hurts to live without him here. My mama's soul aches for him. I am emotionally and mentally exhausted. The pain I carry with me every day feels so heavy.
Spark says her 12-year-old son was also struck and is living with a head injury. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Authorities in Britain are pressing 7 new charges against Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey for sexual assaults against one man between 2001 and 2004. The 64-year-old Spacey already facing 5 charges in Britain. He's denied any wrongdoing. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.